We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Glenn Shuck. Here are today's top local stories. We've learned a suspect now in custody in connection with the shooting of that off-duty cop Saturday in Brooklyn. Our Samantha Liebman with more on who this person is and where cops tracked him down. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Glenn. The police tight-lipped about who the suspect is. What we do know, the 38-year-old who is here at the 75th Precinct Station House arrested in a hotel in Nanuet for this shooting Saturday here in East New York. The officer and his brother-in-law coming to Ruby Street near Linden Avenue to buy a car off Facebook Marketplace. Instead, they encountered gunfire in an attempted robbery. The officer shot, still fighting for his life at Brookdale Hospital. Mayor Adams on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday.
We are lifting the family up in prayers, and right now the family is deciding their decisions and is still in the care of the medical professionals.
As for the suspect, charges are pending. Reports say he has a lengthy criminal history and police investigating whether there are ties to a larger robbery pattern. The police commissioner expected to hold a press conference later today. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, live in East New York.
As you heard Samantha say there, 10 o'clock this morning, we'll learn more from the NYPD. Stay with 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM. That teenager from Maine accused of attacking police with a machete in Times Square on New Year's Eve, making an initial court appearance finally yesterday. A 19-year-old Trevor Bickford is facing federal terror charges, making his first court appearance after a month at Bellevue. Now, he didn't say much before the judge, his attorney asking that he continue to get medical treatment while being held with no bail. Apparently, that will continue. Bickford faces up to 80 years in prison on these charges, including attempted murder of police officers. The Justice Department saying Bickford had become radicalized after a month of reviewing materials promoting ISIS and wanting to become a martyr by carrying out the attack on the NYPD officers. Some unrest within the FDNY, it seems. Three FDNY chiefs demoted by the Fire Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh over the weekend. Two top officials then giving up their positions. That's the Chief of Department John Hodgins and Chief of Operations John Esposito stepping down in protest. Now, in the midst of all this, in a statement, the mayor saying Kavanaugh has his full support because Kavanaugh is, quote, promoting a culture of true leadership, accountability, and performance within the FDNY. In fact, today, the FDNY will hold a promotion ceremony for their fire officers that will happen in Brooklyn, where the department says new leaders will be sworn in. City Council here in the city, they're seeking concrete answers, they say, as how the mayor is carrying out plans to remove the mentally ill from public spaces.
The first question at the hearing came from Council Member Linda Lee, chair of the Committee on Mental Health, asking for a further description on Mayor Adams' plan to enhance the removal of the mentally ill.
So what is DOHMH's opinion for the mayor's proposed expansion of the legal definition of likely to result in serious harm? How do you guys, what's your interpretation of that?
I don't have a legal position on that. I'm sorry to decline your question, but I'm not prepared to take a legal position here on that.
Officials say the emphasis is on voluntary removal with the preference of community-based resources for continuing care. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Governor Kathy Hochul is hoping to extend bans of dangerous people across the MTA system, proposing this in her latest budget.
The proposal would expand the power of judges to ban people with assault convictions across the MTA system. Danny Perlstein with Riders Alliance has another idea.
Bans don't really get us there. What we're looking for instead is more frequent service so that people spend less time waiting on platforms, less time at bus stop.
Right now, those charged with sexual misconduct across the system would be banned. This was implemented in 2020 under the Cuomo administration. The MTA, in a statement, says it's been pushing for this, while Governor Kathy Hochul's office says this proposed ban would give judges the necessary tools to keep riders safe and protect the 11,000 transit workers system-wide. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Now, just like any other member of Congress, George Santos is going to get to invite a guest to the State of the Union tonight, and he's actually bringing a 9/11 firefighter.
When he got the State of the Union invite from Congressman George Santos, Michael Weinstock hesitated.
I didn't exactly jump at the chance and say yes, but I thought about it, and I discussed it with my friends and family.
But in this wild moment, Weinstock says he sees a chance to rise above politics.
And I recognize that this is an important moment to bring attention to firefighters with neuropathy and firefighters who responded on 9/11 and don't have health care.
Weinstock is hoping to bring attention to a neurological condition he says is a result of his work at Ground Zero. It has yet to be recognized by the World Trade Center Health Program. He's not giving Santos a pass, calling his many controversies disappointing.
I wasn't thrilled when I saw that their articles in the New York Times.
For saying yes, Weinstock paid with his job, getting fired from his law firm. Still, he says,
I'm trying to do the right thing, and it's not terribly difficult.
Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, carrying the president's speech live, 9 p.m. tonight, the Republican response. You'll hear that as well. You can also do that online at 1010winds.com. In Paterson, New Jersey, Mayor Andre Saia coming to the defense of a cop who's been now charged with shooting a suspect in the back. This was last June. Officer Jerry Moravec, who's 40 years old, seen on body cam chasing 28-year-old Dominique Capron. He yells for Capron to stop and drop the gun, the officer then firing twice, hitting Capron in the back. Capron survived, but a bullet lodged in his spine, and he's still in a wheelchair. Now, the attorney general in Jersey, Matt Plotkin, announcing the charges of aggravated assault and misconduct yesterday. The AG saying the officer's actions were wrong because there was no threat to public safety. But then the mayor issued his own statement saying, in part, the officer ran towards shots fired in a person he believed to have a gun, and that the officer was following guidelines. Mayor Saia saying a gun and several shell casings were recovered. Now, Officer Moravec faces 10 years in prison on each count if convicted. Mayor Adams doing away with the COVID vaccine mandate for city workers, but as Steve Burns tells us, those who were fired are not guaranteed to get their jobs back.
Mayor Adams calls it the right moment for this decision. 16 months after it was put in place, the vaccine mandate for city workers will be lifted on Friday. The city counts nearly 1,800 employees who were fired as a result of the mandate. The mayor's office says they are welcome to apply for any openings.
Based on those words alone, all of my members will be coming back to work. We are shorthanded. There's no question about it.
Andrew Ansborough heads up the FDNY's largest union.
We are going to continue to fight for any lost wages that any of my members have gone through and damages. So the financial damages, we're still going after.
Police union head Pat Lynch in a statement says the job is half done. He's calling on the city to reinstate fired members with back pay. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.